Blog Talk Radio.
Are you ready?
Welcome to the G Lou Show, Westside Wednesdays Radio. Sponsored by BTP Media Group, Jeff Kwan and the Kwan Glomerate, 93.3 Tweed FM ISM, Tweed Cadillac, Thursday nights, Blog Talk Radio, 7 p.m. Pacific. D.D. Harrison, author, publisher, producer. Also, One World Magazine and Street Level Clothing. Also, the GLouShow.com are the sponsors for the evening. And before we get started, I want to give a rest in peace shout out. Seems like we're doing this all too often, but want to pay respects to the late, great Coolio. He passed away today. So our condolences to Coolio and his family. Pioneering this rap game. Pioneer of West Coast hip-hop. Hip-hop period. Broke grounds. Did a lot of great things. Took his music to levels and heights never seen at that time in the 90s. So salute to Coolio. Passed away today, I believe, at 59. And we pay our respects to the late, great Coolio, a legend in the game. Much respect, Coolio. That being said, we have a special guest tonight. As you all know, we're going to bring him in 1 minute. But let me bring in my co-host is here. She's a little under the weather, but she just still decided to join us tonight. So welcome, Queen Jean, to the show. Good evening, Queen.
Hey, good evening, T-Lou. How are you?
All right, Queen. Blessings to you and the family.
Thank you. Thank you. We appreciate you. I just want to also give my condolences to Coolio, native of Compton. And, yes, condolences to his family and all of us as his fans and his friends. So, yes, rest in love. And also, let's be grateful for them catching the suspects who killed PNB as well. So that's something else to, you know, that's in the news. I just wanted to put that out there. So welcome everybody to the G-Lou Show. I'm excited to hear about our guests and I'll get some background.
Yes, me as well. So with that being said, why don't we welcome our guest? He is here. He goes by the name of Poppy. He is here, ladies and gentlemen. Good evening, sir. Welcome to the show.
Hey, what's going on, Chief? How you doing, man?
Doing great, man. Greetings, blessings, gratitude to you, sir. Thank you for joining us tonight. I'm G. Lou. This is my co-host, Queen Jean.
Well, nice to meet you. It's a pleasure. Pretty good. How you doing? It's a pleasure to be on your show.
Pleasure to have you, sir.
Yeah, sir.
So, first and foremost, greetings and blessings to you. Before we get started, I would love for you, because I got a lot of questions, but I would just love for you to formally introduce yourself to the public and the people listening to the show who may or may not know you, you know what I mean, or may have heard that voice before. Just a formal introduction for our audience, please.
That's just the way it is. Now, my name's Poppy, man. They call me Poppy the Cooner. I did a lot of beats with Tupac back in the day. So I'm the one that never got the interview. This is the first interview.
Wow.
And I go way into the depth of Tupac before everybody say they knew Tupac, because we all were starving musicians, you dig? So
right.
We just creating music. Nobody never knew it was going to be the way it is, but it turned out to be the way it is. So
right. Wow. So, even for you, go ahead. Sorry, I didn't mean to cut you off.
No, go ahead. I'm waiting out for you.
Okay, now I was going to say, where does it start for you? I mean, even like you said, going far back as Tupac and you lending your voices and doing a lot of great things. Where does it all start for Poppy in your musical journey?
Well, actually, it started at Starlight Studios because I'm a retired crane operator. So I work down the street. And my cousin, you know, the one he got in Papa's son, he called Papa. That's my cousin. You know, and man, Mike Cooley. So we go all the way back to when in Marine days. So, and Big D, don't forget about Big D Impossible, man. You did? So that was our clique back then. So we was all starving musicians. Everybody lived in the same apartment. You had Smooth lived upstairs. Shock lived over here. You know what I mean? So it was just all about music. But, you know, Shock was a star, so he wasn't there all the time. We were just trying to be stars. He did the movie Juice, man. He took off after that. He got like 50 G's for that. And took off after that.
Wow.
Very little money. Yeah. But again, like I said, he's from New York, sleeping on the floor. Everywhere he had to do with Humpty Hump. I know this. I don't mean to cuss, but I know this shit.
Right.
The people that he recorded with, they don't know that. And then on top of that, I'm the only one in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame with him. Mm. It changes. Made that song.
Right.
Me and Big D. So, yeah. I mean, it go way back. Those are memories you'll never forget because, you know, it was basically about just getting drunk and smoking weed and making right. boogie, man.
Hey, did you have an idea, I mean, witnessing Pac and you know, creating some of those early songs and things with him, which was, you know, much of a different style than he had later. But, I mean, if you listen, even me going back today, digging up some stuff, listening to those early lyrics, did you see something special with him? Did you know that he would become something, or what did you think of him early on working with him?
I would have to say, man, because we was all struggling musicians. It was, you know, Humpty Hump show that was popping. So, right. you know, he came in with A-Train. So, like I said, we just spent a lot of time in the studio. But the movie Juice brought him up. That's when he had to, right. you know, I got to cut out to L.A. He couldn't keep flying back and forth to L.A. But, again, right. to listen to what you said, I really didn't really trip off of lyrics. I'm more into tones and hooks. Lowe's is vibing. So later on, I, you know, paid attention to the lyrics because I kind of do that vibe because I'm a crooner, man. I make all the girls go, ooh. You know what I mean? So,
I hear you.
Yeah, so I, again, you know, but, you know, after all, oh, yeah, he's an extraordinary writer because, you know, we went to L.A., man. You know, we ran out of paper. We stopped at the gas station. He got a roll of toilet paper. He wrote a fucking song. I mean, he wrote a song. God dang, you did that with a roll of toilet paper, dude. He was in the studio rolling the toilet paper, you know, doing the song in the booth, man.
And what song was that?
That was like way, this was like way before all the Two Shorts, to E-40s, you know, because me and E-40, we grew up at the church together. His grandfather was my father's assistant pastor. We was in the same sunshine band. So, you know, they used to come to church and ask me to get him a deal with Pac. Man, I don't know nothing about no deal. But, you know, everybody blew up. But, you know, I was making tons of money doing what I'm supposed to do. So I kind of pulled away from music. But now I'm doing some new boogie, and I'm hoping I can get it to you. You listen to it. Because I'm doing, like, some way outrageous stuff. So it'd be nice if I can get some of my music to you, maybe another interview or whatever, because I'm still working on videos and all that right now. But as a, you know, artist on myself, so.
Right, right. So who are you working on? Who are you working with these days?
It's just because, I have a brother. I have 10 brothers and 6 sisters. One of the youngest brothers. So we all been always music inclined. We did a lot of stuff. So all of us have recording studios in the house. So record at home. And then I'm going to deal with Atron when I'm done, you know, to kind of help me out, you know, with different things. Because me and Atron, we talk all the time. We do houses. I flip homes, too. So we do a lot of shit, man.
Right. How did you feel, going back to the music, how did you feel when you found out, like, say, for instance, that first song that was placed on, I believe, Pac's first album, right, The Part-Time Mother? How did you feel? I mean, you guys were doing the music. Did you know that was going to appear on that album, or how did you feel about that?
I didn't even know, man. And I'm being totally honest with you. Because, you know, Brenda's got a baby. That was my cousin that played Brenda, Edie.
Okay.
So
okay.
You know, when I play Brenda, that's my little cousin. I was supposed to be in the video Grandpa, but I wasn't feeling that stuff back then. So we didn't know he was going to blow up the way he did. You know, Ron East did sung the song. So, like I said, we were just in the studio just messing around, man. But didn't nobody know any of this stuff was going to pop. So.
So did any...
And it's nice to talk to you about that because, like I said, I never... had a chance to tell my story, and it's good to tell it on your radio because it's the first time I ever did it. So,
right, we got to hear these stories, man, because you know we don't know how much time we have left. You know, we everyone needs a opportunity to have their voice heard. You know, we've heard so many stories, so it's just great to hear stories we haven't heard of people that were involved with some of this, you know, legendary music and classic memories. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Right.
It's a beautiful thing, man. And we don't know how much time we have left. I know you heard about Coolio passing. Again, rest in peace to Coolio, who passed away today.
Man, I just heard it from you. Rest in peace, Coolio. Sorry to hear that, bro. Man,
yeah.
So young. So young.
Yeah. Yeah. Rest in peace.
Absolutely.
Again, on the music, like you said, you didn't know what appear on the album. How did things change, if any, once it did appear on the album? And now you know your song is, even though the album didn't blow that big, but it was still it charted, and you know, it was a big thing with Brenda's Got a Baby and all that. So the album did still do well. How did you feel about when the album was released and everything?
You know, it's always a gift to hear yourself on the radio. You know what I'm saying? So it's like, wow, you know, you're excited for the first time. But, you know, because I did a lot of gospel and stuff before that, you know, with Walter Hawkins and Hawkins Family, the Winings, Ranch Allen. I used to gig with all these guys. So it was a new experience for me to step out of church and do R&B because I never did it, but I know I was quick in the booth. You know what I'm saying? So I get in and come up with ideas. Let's just do this song. Park. Yeah, let's just do it. Because back then it was just Stevie Wonder and Luther Vandross. And then, you know, you hear the run around. I'm like, man, we could twist this. You know what I mean? Park time lover. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So that's what we came up with, that groove, and then Dion came with the beat. Same thing with changes. That's just the way it is. Things will never change. That's just the way it is. Oh, yeah. You know what I'm saying? So just came with the drop. Boom, boom. We just having fun. You never knew themselves. So I'm like, every time I hear it today, I'm like, damn, really? Really? It's still unbelievable to me, man. It's unbelievable.
Yeah.
And it's going to be forever.
Yeah, you know, and it's like, you don't be tripping off that, but, you know, even when I went to Jamaica, man, they playing stuff that never made it to radio. I'm like, hey, wait a minute. That's my song. And I call Adrian, dude, because they don't play all that other stuff in Jamaica, the Bahamas, Puta Cana. You ain't listening to no Beyonce and all that. They slamming Pac out there, man. That's about it. As far as American music, otherwise it's they thing.
Right.
You know, it's real amazing how far I can reach out, man. You know what I mean? Because I had one guy call me from Africa to do an interview, you know, on Tupac. Whoa. But it was on a whole different vibe of music, not what you calling me for. The American deal was stuff we did that never made it to radio.
Hey, how do you feel now that we do have things like the internet and all these places where songs get released and you hear the songs now and they're being heard. And how do you feel about that? Is that a good or a bad for you? Meaning that, like you said, as far as how that's put out there, credit or whatever, how do you feel about that?
I mean, it's nice to hear, but I'm not making any money off of it. None.
Right.
Never have. I think I got $1,000 for changes. And that was it. But, you know, like I said, there's a whole lot of songs out there, man. That's still grooving. So, I really appreciate this interview, man. I was able to tell my story. You dig?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. We're going to get into it. We got a lot to talk about. Go ahead, Queen.
Oh, I wanted to ask you, did you get a chance to see Wake Me When I'm Free, the Tupac Shakur exhibit? Are you in California? And if so, did you get a chance to check that out?
I didn't even know it existed. Exhibit?
Man.
Oh, yeah, they have.
Hey, Queen,
yeah,
you know what,
it's
too?
Called...
I'm just planning to go to that, too, man. That's one of my things. I'm definitely on top of my list, and I found out it's not there anymore. I was mad, man.
Okay, yeah.
Man.
It was it was located in L.A. at the...
It was only for a period of time. It wasn't like a permanent residence, what I thought. Like, it was just going to be there.
Mm-hmm.
I guess it was just a certain amount of time. It's not there no more.
Oh,
that was on top of my list. I was about to do. Damn.
Yeah, I heard it was pretty dope. It was really, they really showed out with the exhibit there. So
that's hot. Right on. That's hot.
Yeah, they had big pictures of him, and they had insert some, you know, stories that had been told. That would have been a great thing for you to go to. So,
oh, yeah. Yeah, I wish y'all knew something about it. I would have shot out there. And then, you know, I wanted to bring up Stretch, too, man, because, you know, I give a shout to Stretch because he passed away early in New York, because that's who came from New York with Pac to start, you know, doing his thing. Then Dion came in. But, you know, it was all East Coast from the beginning with Stretch. So I have to give a shout out to my man, too, Stretch and Money B. You know, the one that's still around, there's not many. Moan. You know, Moan is Tupac's brother. So
right.
All them, you don't see them that much anymore, but that was the squad back in the day, bro. Everywhere.
Right.
So,
shout out to all of them. Yes, sir. What was I going to do? I wanted to take a quick break and go to that first song that really put it on the map globally when it was released, what was that, 1990 or 91, when that first album was released, Tupacalypse Now.
Tupacalypse Now, yeah.
Tupacalypse Now, and it had this classic song on it, featured you. I believe that was 1990 or 91, Part-Time Mother.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
We'll be right back, y'all.
Bye. been spending most of their lives living in a gangster's paradise. Been spending most of their lives living in a gangster's paradise. We keep spending most of our lives living in a gangster's paradise. We keep spending most of our lives living in a gangster's paradise.
Look at the situation they got me facing. I can't live a normal life. I was raised by the state, so I gotta be down with the hood team. Too much television watching got me chasing dreams. I'm an educated fool with money on my mind. Mac 10 in my hand and a gleam in my eye. I'm a loped out gangster, set tripping banger. And my homies is down, so don't arouse my anger. Fool, death ain't nothing but a heartbeat away. I'm living life do or die. What can I say? I'm 23 now, but will I live to see 24 the way things are going? I don't know.
Rest in peace, Coolio.
Hey, Coolio, I'm telling you, homie, I can't be broke this summer. I'm about to go get a job. Get a job. Yeah. Fool, you gotta go down to the county, brother, get you some GR.
7 in the morning, standing in the line. 3 fools in the front of me, drinking on the wine. 2 in the back of me, sucking on a drink. And 1 in back of them, begging for a new boy. There's 4 or 5 suckers way, way in the back. Stoop down low in the crowd, smoking crack. They're looking at me funny, cause I got a record out. And a nigga with a record out, supposed to have some clout. A fourth of the people in the line need help. But the other fourth of that half can help they self. A fourth of the people haven't been fed. And all of the rest are fucked up in the head. A bald head stays big. About to make me laugh. And a nigga who need a bath is after for my autograph. Ain't nothing changed but the time. I gotta get mine, so I'm standing in the county line. I walk through the front door, fill out my app. Here comes another stop, asking if I rap. I don't say a word, cause he knows that I do. I'm down with the mad ass, you know who. I take a number and a seat, I'm sweating from the heat. Somebody got their shoes off, I smell their feet. My number is 80, it says no 20. I look up at the clock and now it's 10:30. Free butter and cheese, oh please, oh please. Can I get my food stamps so I can leave? I got money and a car, but they won't know it. Now they ask a gang of questions, cause I told them I was homeless. I'm living in the car, brought back in the alley. But I used to stack up with the hooker named Sally. Line after line, rough is the time. My life is in the bind, so I'm standing in the county line. She thinks I'm a fool, but I know that I can jerk her.
Punk ass hoe sitting behind the window, old toe up ass tramp, running that old weak shit come out.
You have a penitentiary record.
I say I know that bitch.
She wants to know what kind of work do I do. I said I haven't worked since 1982. I can't find a job, though I looked and I looked. Took one hit of the crack and was shook. She's sitting there wondering when I get to the point. And the whole time I'm wishing I could smoke me a joint. Job search, welfare project, fast next. And in a few weeks I get my check. Now I got to wait for them to call me through the window so I can get a voucher for the hotel and the bus show. It's 5:13 by the clock on the wall. Month for some change so I can make a phone. Shit getting out of this time to 29. That's why so many niggas are standing in the county line.
Yeah. like Danny Lock. Penny drop from hood to hood, block to block. Help, I need somebody to get it going on in this party. Baby, you can do it, take your time, do it right. We can drink some, I can do it all damn night. My name ain't Wonder, but I rock the world. Get more bounce than a Jerry Curl. Too many looky-loos be looking for clues. There's a party going on now, what you gonna do? So grab your partner, do-si-dope. If you don't know who it is, it's Coolio. 5-5, but that's the path. I got something brand new for the day. Don't step on the toes, cause you might get pushed. Just a brother from around the way. Know what I say, I've been a cone on free like Dr. Dre. Coming at him with a pattern and a fresh pair of atoms. I hope he don't trip, cause I don't wanna have to get him. So move your body, baby, try the homie, baby. The way you take that acid, always amazing. Ain't no party like a West Coast party, cause a West Coast party don't stop. So when you see a young nigga in a Chevy, it's bitches, then you gotta get a nigga his pride. I got thighs in my rods and emotion for your ocean. Coolio got the potion to get the party up and slide, slide. But that's the past, I got some brand new for the day.
This is B12. You're tuned in with G Lou and Westside Wednesdays. Stay tapped in.
Come along and ride on a fantastic fly. I do what I do just to survive. Come along and ride on a fantastic fly. Do ride. then you die. Still trying to get a piece of that apple pie. Every game ain't the same, cause the game still remains. Don't it seem kinda strange, ain't a damn thing changed. If you don't work, then you don't eat. And only down ass niggas can ride with me. Hop, 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 if I push me down the block. Stay stuck or free and keep the busters off your block. You gotta have heart, son, if you wanna go. Watch this sweet chariot swing low. Ain't nobody crying, ain't nobody dying. Ain't nobody worrying, everybody's crying. Nothing from nothing leaves nothing. If you wanna have something, you better stop fronting. What you gonna do when the five roll by? You better be ready so you can ride.
Yeah, yeah, welcome back to Westside Wednesdays radio show. Once again, rest in peace. Condolences to Coolio and his family. The late, great Coolio passed away today. So we're just paying respect and homage to the homie. It's G. Lou, my co-host, Miss Queen Jean. She's a little bit under the weather, but she is still here. So praise you, Queen. We got a caller. Let me go to the phone line.
Okay.
Caller, hello.
Hi, it was good with y'all. King G Lou and Queen G.
What up, homie? DJ Maniac.
What's good? Rest in peace to Coolio, by the way.
Yes, sir.
A great legend.
Yes, sir.
Yes.
What's one of your greatest Coolio songs, Maniac?
One of my greatest? That one. You just play, and it's another one. Gangsta, I forgot the name of the song. Yes.
Okay. Okay. Got you.
Yep.
Got you. What's going on, bro? You good?
Fantastic.
Oh, yeah, I'm good. I'm just chilling in the break room, getting ready to clock in soon.
Okay.
Tired. Yeah.
Handle your business, man. Handle your business.
Yo, night shift, no joke.
Nope, it's no joke at all. It's real life.
Yes, I'm getting old, Queen Jean.
That's a blessing.
Yeah, that's a blessing.
Oh, DJ Maniac is definitely a blessing. I count it as joy every day, no matter what the situation is. I'm thankful.
You're right. Some people don't live to see my age.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. So we got to be thankful So, okay, well, G. Lou asked you about your Coolio song. What are a few of your favorite Tupac songs? Because I would never say your favorite because Tupac has too many great hits just to have a favorite.
Oh, man. My top three Tupac songs?
Yes.
I would say White Man's World, Ambitious as a Rider, and Shed So Many Tears.
Mm-hmm. Great choices. Great choices.
That White Man's World make me cry.
That was dope. That was a deep song right there. It really, really is.
Yeah.
Deep song. Real emotional. Yes, sir. Well, thank you, Maniac. Any shout-outs, anything you want to give, homie?
Oh, yeah, shout-out to y'all, of course. Greatest Radio. Shout-out to my homie, Trey Baby, the Goddess, and my homie, Noella, and the Maniacs, and my sisters. That's about it. Oh, and the Voodoo family.
Shout-out to the Voodoo family.
Much love. Shout-out to Maniac Shop, Philadelphia.
Much love.
Yeah,
much
yeah.
Love
stay tuned.
DJ Maniac. Have a good work shift. Be safe.
Thank you. You be safe.
All right. Peace, homie.
Peace.
Let me see. Before we continue, we got another caller out there. Caller, hello. You're live on the line. Good evening.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. How are y'all today? Miss Queen
Man.
Jean, Lou Lavish.
Hey, good evening. How are you?
I'm okay, man. I want to give a shout-out to Scotty D, because I'm sure he's taking this very hard, man. Him and Coolio go way, way back. I was leaving the office today, and I found out, and memories just of my encounters with him, you know, it was kind of deep as well. So I understand. Give a big shout out to everybody on El Segundo, the Lutheran Garden Apartments in Compton, between Willowbrook and Mona. He lived like right there his whole life. And we were right across the street when I moved over there in like the 90s. So I was kind of privy, knowing and befriending a lot of his elementary Sandlot friends, you know, the whole life. So I'm sure that they feeling it. And also, man, right. I want to say, send out a prayer, man, for my boy, man, from the East Coast, Spider D. He's hospitalized as well, man, and good dude.
Oh, man. Shout out to Spider D. Yeah, prayers up.
Spider
man.
D
That's
is
the home.
Very good dude. He's looked out for you, G. Lou. He's looked out for me. He was a good dude, so, man, we just want to send prayers and for a speedy recovery, man, so he can pull through as well.
Yes.
And you had mentioned about, you know, memories about music. My Coolio song was Can of Corn, because everybody on the Gundo used to always say that was a true story. It was all facts. It was really, 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 really real. Because Coolio didn't come from a great family of such, and you know he did bad, and this is before the Mad Circle days, so it's like, man, Can of Corn, that's a hell of a track. I don't know if y'all familiar with that one, but it don't get no realer than that. You might want to play that. You know, that'll make you very, very humble.
Right, right. You know, just a real dude. Got that real. Story from Coolio, and he just happened to blow up, man. So that was just crazy, and that was just beautiful to see, though, too. You know, the levels, that's what I say, the stuff he did in those early 90s, I mean, far as breaking grounds and commercialized wise, you know what I mean, for what he was doing, a brother from the hood. Just, you know what I mean? Like
it
on MTV all the time. Yeah.
It was really phenomenal, because a lot of people don't even remember the Mad Circle. They just remember Dub C.
Yeah.
You feel me? And
right.
Coolio was
right.
The breakout star of that group, so when you really think about it. And it's in that Fantastic Voyage video was ahead of his time. They're coming out the trunk of the lowrider at the beach.
Yeah.
That shit was so fly. If somebody would have had that concept today, that would have been so fucking fly, man. That video was real, real nice. Very much ahead of its time. Yeah.
It was.
Man, we all born to die. Don't cry, you know. We all born to die, man. And when you die, you're dead. So praise him for the time he was on this earth, man. Enjoy the memories that you had of his music. Those that know him, cherish those memories and make your life better in his memory. Ooh, that's kind of profound right there. Yep.
Mm.
But anyway, man, I don't want to talk too much, man. I'm just listening, vibing, chilling, cruising, coasting, listening to some music. So serenade me, as Flossie would say.
Okay. Just kick back then, homie. Check this out.
Got me picking up my pen again, swinging on my jack like Tarzan. Looking for a change, over my hair swole, thinking that I'm rich cause I made a little video. Shaking my head, oh yeah, right. Now I'm a cool brother, but as soon as I step off, you're calling me a sucker. Mad, because of the muscle bends on Lorenzo's, hanging on the boulevard, fronting on the flow show. You know what's funny when you start making money, every time Dick and Harry wanna be your buddy. But the same one addition, now it's a list, the first they used to rip, now they all of you. Yo, I'm looking at you laughing, popping your lip, ripping my zipper on stage, you pay the bill with a lip. Y'all don't wanna give it up to me now, then I'm getting fucked. Wondering like hell, I'm out of same old dust. Do I know where I come from, who's my friends, and who's responsible for this little spot that I'm in? Yo, I see them all playing in my car when I drive by, telling all my homies, yo, we ain't that fly. The thing just cause I made a record, the record's supposed to make me better than the next man. Erase that game plan, cause I'm still trying to bust a cap and backslap those who pop rap at the mic like X-Lack. And it's like one attack, mean to step right up, bro. My number's the same, oh by the way, it's in the ghetto. I'm sorry that I couldn't flaunt the fortune of fame, but when it comes to the club, ladies and gentlemen,
fucker, how could you figure? Coolio and Crazy Tools would never sell out, nigga. Sweating khakis and t-shirts, beanies and starter caps, and laying funky raps on a dope track. Should I hoop dance, holler for a couple of dollars? Or sell away my soul to put a rope on my collar? I was taken from the midst of the lost and missing, rapping down a dark road on my way to prison. Stuck me in the studio, put me on the radio, told me to perpetrate like I was a hero. But I ain't with that, tune's got my back. Do I have to use a gat to show you where I'm at? A pose with a 40-ounce, faking like a killer, with a long black lash, like a small-time dope dealer. Diamonds on my finger and women at my feet, huh? A house that I don't own and no respect on the street. Might be the same, cause I ain't trained. Let me explain, when it come to Coolio, yo.
Like was simple as 1, 2, 3, huh? They must have been slipping on a trampoline. Cause man, I ain't used to this unusual behavior. Now everyone's a friendly neighbor. The same girls way back who told me to go to hell. And sipping backstage, wanna go to the motel. And everyone pretending they were down from the giddy up, trying to call you by your first name or so. Yo, and all these fake promoters step into the circle. Remember how you treated us 12 months ago? Yo, before you didn't know, bro, now you wanna show. Tunes, tell them what's up. Remember that the capital W told ya, suckers don't see me poppin' hogging my jogger. I keep to myself and I step with the best. The lyrics to them tell me how it sound, G. But since I gotta prove that I'm the same and still remain dropping dogs in this rap game. To make it all simple and plain, well let me put it like this.
Be there, Domino Square, every Wednesday, 7 to 9 p.m., Westside Wednesdays, presented by G-Lou and Queen Jean. Go on and just happen to the studio line, 914-803-4001, to get your request in every Wednesday, 7 to 9 p.m. Westside Wednesdays. Thanks to our sponsors, BD Harrison, BTP Media, and Tweed Cadillac. Be there. Don't be no square.
Well, first and foremost, as always, I like to say God is the greatest. Hello to yourself, Flossie, Hankster the Gangster. God bless him and his family throughout their trials and errors. And all the listening audience that's tuning in around the world, we want to thank you for not just tonight, but for staying down with us as a team throughout this whole G-Lou Urban, Progressive Urban Talk Radio, and of course Tweed Cadillac and the sponsors, because it's sincere, because we really couldn't have did nothing that we're about to encounter right now without your support, G-Lou.
Hey, yo, Coolio, what's What's up with all these fools? All these popping off at the lips. Talking about some mess. Look at them broke up and stuff like that. Love, what's up? Yeah, don't believe everything you read, fool. Now they know what time it is. You know, for those who don't know, I think it's time for a step to the mic and set the record straight.
Exactly.
Hell yeah. Hey, yo, G. We're going to do it like this. Why don't you tell me who you down with, love?
Right.
Trying to tell the friends them bad motherfuckers is back again. Mass knuckles in the house for the 94. And if I tell a lie, I got a 44. And I shoot they ass up like rifleman. Cause I never wore a suit made by Dapper Dan. Them punk motherfuckers be hitting me up. And I hit them right back cause I don't give a fuck. So throw your motherfucking name in the sky. If the nigga next to you ain't down, bust him in the eye. If you met WC, you met your doom. Bitch, you can start a fight in an empty room. You fuck with me, you gotta fuck with crazy dudes. Why no Billy Boy BS is soon? I don't give a fuck about you when you're through.
I'm down with the badass, you know who. I was from about the Mac Circle. I'm down with the badass, you know who. I was from about the Mac Circle. I'm down with the badass, you know who.
Nigga, clear the lane, get the kids off the street. It's the 1994 and I smell booty. Think gas gag, motherfucking wannabe. Get paid writing lyrics from the nigga Dub C. The quicker the sticker, suck a nigga, kill a buster. Yo, Coolio, what's up with these punk motherfuckers?
Don't
they know I'm, I get busy like illegal. Flow like water, drop bomb shit like a single. A janky ass nigga known to sag and like old English. I'm setting motherfuckers on the ass, digging graves for the brave. That's a trade when I flow. Decapitating rappers and pissing down their throats. Cause I'm the rusty knife pistol packing. And like Mike Tyson, baby, my style is I'm jabbing, stabbing, motherfucker, you don't want static. 1994, but you cowards, I done had it. These old whack-ass niggas getting proper record deals. I'm broke cause they take no skills to pay the bills. But that's alright, because I got a killer crew.
I'm down with the badass, you know who. Tell us something about the Mac Circle. I'm down with the badass, you know who. Tell us something about the Mac Circle. I'm down with the badass, you know who.
Another day, another dollar, I'll be there when you holler. It's the Canada's ass, sticky finger, alleyway scholar. I dip two sticks off a $10 boat and turn into the Hulk and kick in the dope, mate. Oh, the acquaintance be forgot. But it's a step into the circle, we'll connect your dots. I always feel like somebody's watching me. And even though you're watching, you can't stop a G. Cause I've been where you're going and I know what to see. You might build a rep, but not on the C. Double O to the L to the I to the O. With the motherfucking goddamn flow. So, fuck it, fuck it. Four niggas in the bucket with an old ass Jakey 38 causing ruckus. You be a fool trying to step to the group.
I'm down with the badass, you know who. You know, I'm down with the badass, you know who.
Are you punk ass motherfucker? The mill's here, is in the air for near fear. Red now, so we're here, go here. When I come get here, crew.
Okay, well then I'm going to say it like this. You are tuned in to the G. Lou Show with the Queen Jean herself. This is Squareopolis, the nerdiest guy on planet Earth, showing appreciation to these people for allowing the square guy to do what he does. Y'all stay tuned to the G. Lou Show. I appreciate you.
Y'all back at the G. Lou Show, Westside Wednesdays Radio. I'm back with Queen Jean, top of the hour. Queen, just throwing it out there. Okay. I know you may not have any, but any announcements, midweek announcements, anything you want to throw out there to the people?
No, sorry, I don't.
Okay, okay, cool. Just was checking in.
Thank you. Wanted to say, I was just reading up on Coolio, and they said just 2 weeks prior to his death, he performed at the 2022 edition of Riot Feast in Chicago. Riot Fest, I'm sorry, in Chicago. So just 2 weeks ago. Like, wow, I know a lot of people are really sending out their condolences, and, you know, he's a legend.
Yeah.
So
yes.
Definitely a legend. And like Tweed said, you know, condolences to his children. I didn't know he had 6 children, so that was something new I just learned as well. So, yeah.
Yes.
But I did know that we share the same birth date, so I've always known that. But,
okay.
You know.
That's beautiful.
Sad situation. But that Fantastic Voyage, you know, I love Fantastic Voyage by Lakeside. So just listening to that remake of it and putting his own spin on it is pretty dope.
Right. Yeah, Coolio, like you said, and then when he redid that song was major. You know what I mean? Like Tweed said, the video, like everything, it was ahead of his time. You know what I mean? So shout out to Coolio for doing groundbreaking stuff, you know, back in the day, groundbreaking stuff for hip hop, you know, that's why I say people don't give him his credit, but he did a lot, you know what I mean, as far as taking it to the next level, you know what I mean, Coolio did that, so shout out to Coolio, rest in peace, brother,
yeah,
and everyone out there every day like it's your last, because life is short, man, these days, man, you know, so just appreciate it, you know, if you don't do anything else, appreciate it.
Absolutely. I know he's getting a lot of love being outpoured into him now. So, you know, it's a blessing that he's being remembered, you know. As you stated, you didn't hear too much more about him. So being able to perform 2 weeks before he passed, that had to be just off the chain for him. He probably gave a hell of a performance as well. Excuse me. So, yes.
Yeah, shout out to that brother, man. Definitely a legend. You will be missed, Coolio.
And
it was on. You know what I mean? The beautiful thing about this, you know, when these legends leave us and the people who contributed something to us, they will live on that way. After I say, you know, with everything you do, find some way to leave a mark for yourself as well that you can be remembered. You know what I mean? So, you know, these things like this, Queen, by us having this platform and being able to speak and conversate and all this, you know, we'll live on forever as well. So, you know, just we want something that we can, you know, contribute as well. And hopefully, you know, we've done that some of these, you know, episodes and interviews and things we've done. We've got to talk to a lot of these people because a lot of people we interview are no longer here as well. So, you know, so these things are precious as well, Queen, able to, you know, have these platforms and just be able to conversate and you know, be able to relate and reach each other, you know what I mean, in the way that we do, you know?
And then his iconic hairstyle, you know.
Yeah, definitely.
That was iconic. That was his hairstyle. So,
Change the game.
Yeah, and I'm sure his music, you know, people will start, even the younger people who aren't really familiar with him, because it seems like the younger generation, when they're not familiar with an old school, and they see how they're getting their flowers now, they go and do some research, and then they start buying up that music. They start listening to them lyrics, and they start buying that music up.
So it's going to go up right now. I'm sure his streams are going to go up right now, 100%.
Absolutely.
You know, either way, that's how people got to know about him now. It's beautiful. That's why I say the things like that, the music, the, you know, all these things will live on, you know, well when we're gone. So that's the beautiful thing about it. He contributed something that will live past him, you know, that will surpass him. So that's the beautiful thing. So salute to Coolio and his family, his kids, everyone that he's left behind. God bless you all. And, you know, shout out to Coolio because he contributed a lot to this game, you know, and we appreciate what he did, you know.
And that's some dope gems, so.
Yes, he did. Yes, he did. Yeah, so, again, rest in peace, Coolio. Let me do this again right quick, man.
Them spending most of their lives living in a gangster's paradise. Been spending most of our lives living in a gangster's paradise. We keep spending most of our lives living in a gangster's paradise.
Look at the situation they got me facing. I can't live a normal life. I was raised by the state, so I gotta be down with the hood team. Too much television watching got me chasing dreams. I'm an educated fool with money on my mind. Mac 10 in my hand and a gleam in my eye. I'm a loped out gangster, set tripping banger. And my homies is down, so don't arouse my anger. Fool, death ain't nothing but a heartbeat away. I'm living life do or die. What can I say? I'm 23 now, but will I live to see 24 the way things are going? I don't know.
Oh, hell yeah, man. Yeah, King man. Nico right here, live on that G-Lu show. You already know what time it is. Nothing but love, that's the love.
Rest in peace to Tupac Shakur. Shout out again to our guest tonight, the homie Poppy, who was featuring a lot of Tupac's early material, a lot on this first album as well. We lost him early. I thought we would get him back, but he hasn't checked back in. So shout out to Poppy again, our special guest for the evening, and spending the time that he did get to spend with us. Also, like I said, we got the late news tonight that Coolio passed away, so we've been showing respects to Coolio as well. And we've been playing some classic tracks, which was Gangsta's Paradise. And Cousin Marcy, our host on Friday's show with Queen Jean, Flashback Fridays, wanted me to play this song. It was one of her favorites and was also how she knows about Coolio through this song, I believe. So let me play this for Cousin Marcy, a classic by Stevie Wonder, which was remade by Coolio.
Westside Wednesdays, the G Lou Show, bitch. OG Music.
The West Coast is back, motherfuckers. Now how gets it back?
I thought you knew.
You wanna sweep a nigga like me up?
something like this.
I keep my hands on guns, cause they got me on the run. Just recognize the real way the gangsters rock. You never heard of a more wicked nigga.
You wanna know what it means?
Definition. Just all the way around, nigga, I get respect. We fuck around, I'm too wild. Don't put the thing on the team, don't never perpetrate.
It doesn't make a difference, cause it's about who's the quickest on the draw to end all existence. The gangster Mac, the pitch, the hustler.
We keep on coming while we running for your juice. Steady gunning, steady gunning. I'm coming at him, smacking him, steady dragging him. Steady, steady.
You better stop the stairs, cause it gets kinda weird.
Yeah, cause you can walk the plank if you see me for my break.
Got power, just now or never, more than ever. Pimpin' hoes and clockin' a grip like my name was Dolomite.
Definition, street player, you know who I mean, when I roll.
I just
wanna know how I live the Mac life. Making money, smoking mics like crack is like a dope. How I live the Mac life. Making money, smoking mics like crack pipe.
This is the original Los Angeles Beach Fella, Tweak Cadillac, baby, and you tuned in to the G-Lu Show, West Side Wednesday, OG Sunday, we're rolling the pimp line, Tweak Cadillac, baby, yeah, make sure to tune in every Wednesday night. 7 to 9 p.m. Put some pimpin' in your life. Yeah.
Niggas wanna know how I live the Mac life. Making money smoking mics like crackers on the note. How I live the Mac life. Making money smoking mics like crackers on the note. How I live the Mac life. Making money smoking mics like crackers on the note.
Believe you really like me, and let's play like you listen to me the first time I tell you something and don't repeat myself twice. See, I don't have the kind of time to waste. I fuck around and be an old ass man before I get my taste. I see these niggas yelling at bitches so loud they voice go hoarse. Just for a couple of $100, what an uncomfortable course. Let's make believe you ain't so hard headed and play like you know, like you ain't dumb, like you intelligent. My fantasy, huh? Bitch, let's pretend nobody telling me you out of pocket and shit. Let's make believe I really love you and I need you, bitch. See, it'll be good to see you go to work on time yourself. Won't have to tell you what to do like I tell everybody else. Do I really have to remind you about what time I eat, or have my towels and my underclothes when I shower, baby? Seem like the older I get, the more I look for perfection. I'm sugar-free, yeah. Bitch, and I shit on injection.
Free.
When a dog's away, the cat gon' play. I'll tell you that right now.
Sugar-free.
Pimp can't pimp unless he pimp and gon' be able to pimp himself.
Sugar-free. Keeping my head above water.
Sugar-free.
For real, making the way when we can.
Okay, let's pretend I don't worry about you none when you turning them tricks. Like when you don't call me a chicken with me when I tell you, bitch. I ain't gonna lie, sometimes your attitude make me wanna throw you on a couch, slap your ass, pull your hair, and stick my dick in your mouth. Let's make believe your mama like me and she don't talk that shit, and that she believed you when you told her that your stepdaddy hit, and that he didn't tell you if you told your mama what happened, that he was killing both of y'all. Yeah, I'm telling you what's happening. Let's make believe that you didn't get molested by your own blood, and that your mama didn't beat you and wasn't hooked on drugs. You make people say, how did she stand on the corner like that? They just don't know what you went through to make you off that track. She feel love for a minute, satisfying the trick. But she could be colder than some cold wherever cold can get. Steve Vicious did the beat, Nemo hooked it up. That move came with the herb, now I'm fucking it up.
Free.
When a dog's away, the cat gon' play. I'll tell you that right now.
Free.
Pimp can't pimp unless he pimp and gon' be able to pimp it up.
Free. Keeping my head above water.
I'm
free. Making the way when we can.
Play like you really know me, to where you can predict my every move. Like when I smoke, choke, and hover over the track and Mac and get her to choose. You're a good pimp and don't play if she stays. Play. Nigga, I took my radio out my car because it played. Let's act like we don't know the truth. Doing boyfriend-girlfriend stuff, holding hands, kicking cans, fuck some money and stuff. Who cares if you be out of pocket staring at niggas and shit? Leave the house and don't come back until it's 10 to 6. You wanna control me like I'm nothing, can't think for myself. I'm telling you right now, bitch, you think I'm somebody else. Let's make believe I don't care about nothing you do. You say you love me, bitch, you give me some money, shit, hello, you too. This ain't no relationship,
shit where you stay in one spot too long. Cause she a hoe, she gon' take the spot if she hot too long. And nigga, don't act like that shit don't hurt when she ain't walk on the track. Old man, say, don't change the lock, cause she be back
free.
When a dog's away, the cat gon' bite. I'll tell you that right now.
Sugar free.
Pimp can't pimp when I see pimpin', gon' be able to pimp it.
Sugar free. Keeping my head above water. I'm sugar free. Making the way when we can.
Yeah, this to all the bricks out there, homies, especially my A1s from the models. Fuel up, big homies, keep it down. Big player right here representing for the bricks. My friend Washington, but I don't ever forget where I came from, homie. It's Alhambra Models, Bottle Brick City Gang, all day and every way. Fuel, he's up.
Yo, this is Rob G, representing the Louis for show. Stand up, North County stand up. Big shout out to the Dime Hood, you know what I'm saying? Doing it big, you know what I'm saying? And I'm listening to the G-Lu Show, Westside Wednesday on Blog Talk Radio. Keep it one.
Sat me down, he said, hey, that nigga you been fucking with for a long time, you gon' tell him, and he did.
You can't trust no one. Boy, you need an alibi. Pop him with a body lay. Had a clean getaway. Seen he saw him, what he say. Nigga snitching by the way. You can't trust no one. Boy, you need an alibi. Pop him with a body lay. Had a clean getaway. Seen he saw him, what he say. Nigga snitching by the way.
On the east side of the city by the ocean. I slide up with a loki. Hanging out posted. On tray wheel motion in the tray on toner. Fly dress code so the hoes all soaking. Big chronic smoking. Sipping on potion. But my real homies, nigga, pockets wide open. When you know it. Success bred in. Same ones I kill with. Now they want to dish. Nigga, I'm official. Certified credentials. I'm in the hood sizzling and searching with my pistol. Wish a nigga ever thank the general salt. In broad daylight, I'm riding and killing them all. No mask when I mash up and blaze the text. I don't know a nigga nothing but the same respect. He extending me, you niggas be mistaking my rep. I ain't no rapper, motherfucker, cause I'm bad to set. Give me 50 feet to get your heat, I'm playing for keeps. Add bully stepping to me with his weight on my feet. I done roll blast kill to get the status I hold. So it really ain't a problem going back in that zone. It's the song.
Can't trust no one.
Boy, you need to have a baby. Poppy more the body lane. Had a clean getaway. Seen him, saw him, what he say. Niggas snitching by the way. You can't trust no one. Boy, you need to have a baby. Poppy more the body lane. Had a clean getaway. Seen him, saw him, what he say. Niggas snitching by the way.
That's why the dollar say in God we trust. Cause when you got it, you can't trust nobody.
Yeah, yeah, what's up? This is Johnny Z, producer from In Too Deep. You're tuned into the G Lou Show on Westside Wednesdays. Why? Wow.
Once again, rest in peace and homie Coolio.
Oh, man, Revy Rev calling in, man, checking in, making sure I didn't miss the Sunday show. You know, I heard Floss and B saying, you know, he like to do.
Now I see places and faces, things you ain't never thought about thinking. If you ain't peep, then you must be drinking and smoking, pretending that you're loking, but you're broken. Let me get you open. Now little Timmy got his diploma and little Timmy got life. And Tamika around the corner just took her person off the pipe. The other homie shot the other homie and ran off with his money. And when the other homies heard about it, they thought that it was funny. But who's the dummy? Cause now you done lost a hustler. A down ass brother done been replaced by a buster. And though I got love for you, I know I can't trust you. Cause my crew is rolling hammers and your crew is rolling dust. And just because of that, you act like you don't like a brother no more. I guess that's just the way it go. I ain't trying to preach, I believe I can reach, but your mind ain't prepared. I see you when you get there.
A man gets swept off his feet by a boy with an AK. The situation so twisted, everybody getting lifted. I'm just trying to take care of my kids and handle my business. Cause it's way too serious, so you gotta pay close attention, so you don't get caught slipping when they come to do all the kidding. Life is a big game, so you gotta play it with a big heart. Some of us gotta run a little faster, cause we gotta lay the score. But I'll be a fool to surrender when I know I can be a contender. If everybody's a sinner, then everybody can be a winner. No matter your rag color, deep down we all brothers. And regardless of the time, somebody up there still love us. I'm a scuffle and struggle until I'm breathless and weak. I done strive my whole life to make it to the mountain peak. Always keep reaching, sure to grab on to something. I'll be there when you get there, waiting with the sounds bumping.
Something to lay down in the game. Listen to the song that we sing.
can be. I guess I'll see you when you see me.
Man, rest in peace, Coolio. Also, shout out to my big bro, CeeLo, man, who helped me out tonight as well. What up, bro, up in the 909, San Bernardino. What up to the whole IE, San Bernardino, all that out there. Much love and respect. Let me see. Something I want to do right here. Okay, this right here, off the request line, Coolio, another banger. This was big for him too.
Everybody listen up, cause I'm about to get my freak on. Cool be trippin' when it's time to get they freak on. Running around town, putting it down without no protection, but a erection. For selection, what's your direction before you make a choice? You better do some inspection. If you don't know my aim and don't know my game, then let me explain that. I used to sleep with Mark and Mark slept with Tina. And Tina slept with Javier the first time. And Tina Javier slept with Lupe and Lupe slept with Rob. Cause he was rolling on deep and had a good ass job. Rob slept with Lisa who slept with Steve. And Steve was positive, HIV. But started off as a plan, ended up in a project. You better cool your ass off cause it's too damn hot.
Gotta make some sense from this mess that we made.
Shout out to Coolio once again. That was another big one for Coolio. And it had a message, you know what I mean? I mean, the video was out. It was like, you know, so shout out to Coolio again. Rest in peace. G. Lewis, Queen Jean with me. Queen, are you, we have a caller, Queen.
Okay. Excuse me, okay. The Skull caller, good evening.
Good evening.
Hey,
hello.
Hey. Good evening. Good evening. Hey, Sam.
Mark in the building.
G. Lou. Hey, Queen. Oh, it's hey, so good. You know, I had to call. I just like slid my chair straight out of that workplace, and you all are doing excellent. Rest in peace to Coolio, of course. And yeah. That was a wowzer for me. Coolio, he hit me to some early hip hop, and when I finally put all my ones and twos together, I remember, yeah, he was part of that Mad Circle with Cypher Lid. Yeah, so he just, you know, what a talent, just an awesome artist. That hairstyle, like Queen mentioned, it was, you know, uncanny. No one could do it like him, you know, but he was just, he always struck me as like a fun artist. You know, his music, even though A Can of Corn, I remember that song and I was just like, man, or The County Line. It was just like those songs were saying some stuff, but you know, oh, Fantastic Voyage. It was just like, man, rest in love to the brother, and condolences to his family. Yeah, that's all I have, my take on that. I hope everyone is having a good week. I hope I'm not talking low. Can y'all hear me?
Yeah, we can hear you.
It was like, okay, perfect. Yeah, so that was all I wanted to just tap in on that and say hey to y'all. That was it.
Okay. Yeah. Right, cousin Marcy.
A lot of love out there. That's
Of course, of course. Yeah, I can't even think of another song to write because I'm just like, oh, just speeding. But I'll be here. And like I said, I just wanted to tap in with y'all. So that was all.
Okay.
Well, thank you.
Much love, Marcy.
Anytime. Much all the time, much love. I'll be here. Yep, I keep doing what y'all do. Oh, and shout out to the guest today. Yeah, sorry we lost them, but I think I missed a part because I was on the line with the customer. But is he the one that's saying Brenda's got a baby?
Not Brenda's got a baby, but he's saying Unchanges and Part Time Mother. And a couple more, but not a baby. That was Dave Hollister and someone else.
Right.
That was his niece who played. His niece played Brenda in the video.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Oh yeah. Okay. I know a lot of people thought that was a young Lisa Ray. For what reason, I don't know. But yeah. All right. Well, shout out to him.
There was another video of him, but not that one.
Oh, okay.
Oh, not like that. She was in that Toss It Up. She's like, no,
oh,
no, I
ain't, yeah, okay.
I ain't gonna do it like
right.
That.
Oh,
she's
yeah.
Toss It Up. No, yeah.
Yeah. Which version? I'm gonna leave that alone.
Hey, I wanted to offer something off the charts, suggest a movie for everybody to watch. It's called Jasmine Blues on Netflix. It's a Tyler Perry movie. It's a really good film to watch. So anybody who likes it, what do they say, Netflix and chill? This is a good movie for Netflix and chill off of Jasmine Blues.
Can you give
we got to check on Michelle Pfeiffer, too.
It's a movie in the South, about in the South, and there is a black girl who's being betrayed as a white girl, and she's kind of staying with her grandfather. Her grandfather was molesting her, and then it was a young man who came from a family who sung blues. His mother sung blues, and his father played, and his brother played instruments, and he fell in love with this young lady, and they had her, I'm damn near telling the whole movie, they had her playing as if she was a white woman. Her mother wanted her to marry to this rich white family who were racist, so she was portraying herself as a white woman to be in, into this family. And but she was still indulging with the black, the young black guy. And they end up, his brother ended up telling on him because the sheriff was looking for him, and he left and went to Chicago, and he came back to, he took a chance on performing, coming back to perform with his mother. And his brother, who was an addict, got real jealous of him, and he told the sheriff that he was in town, and they lynched him. And that was the end of the movie. And I said, I wish they would have made a series out of it, but just watch it. It's a good movie. It's one of the good ones by Tyler Perry, because I'm not really a Tyler Perry watcher, watch his movies and stuff. But this one right here, I truly enjoyed.
Okay. I'm going to check that
so
out.
So it's on Netflix. Yeah. Jasmine Blue. Good actress and actresses on there.
Yes,
that's right.
That.
And it's
going to
be cold this weekend. We got a storm. We're going to pray for the people in Florida.
Yes.
Yeah, my grandson is out there, and he can't get a flight out to come here. So definitely praying for everyone out there. And I believe that's why we're getting this weather here in Charlotte now, because it's real cold and we're going to have a real wet weekend. So everybody be safe, and whatever your weather conditions are, everybody be safe. And if you have to be out there in it, don't get in it, you know.
All right, prayers up in people in Florida, man. You know, I know it's, they're being hit real hard right now, so prayers up, and everyone out there in Florida, we're praying for you, and hope everything is okay, because it's like real bad in certain places. So wow. Okay, and Cousin Marcy, thank you for tapping in. We'll see you Fridays, Cousin Marcy.
Of course.
That's back Fabulous Fridays. This Friday they got something special for you, so tap in Friday night. Cousin old Marcy. Much love, Marcy.
Much love, y'all. Peace and love.
Yeah. It's a piece fully though.
One night of pleasure, 9 months of pain. 3 days later, and that's when you came. Two arms, two legs, 10 fingers, 10 toes, brown eyes like mine, with your grandmother's nose. Even though your mama's baby and daddy's little baby, my love is unconditional to one of us is crazy. Day or night, rolling right, no matter what you do. Like the Jackson 5 said, I'll be there for you, cause my life is your life and your life is mine. Through thick and thin, I'm your friend till the end of time. I'll make sure you get your props, you can call me Pops. And anything you need, I'm pulling out all the stops. Even though we're not together like we used to be, D-A-D-D-Y, you can count on me. Cause when I'm feeling down every now and then, I take a look into your eyes and a smile again. I'ma be your hero if you're ever in some danger. But think the hush the bones and my name ain't Cliff. No matter how old you get, you can get that ass whipped. Daddy don't take no mess, and I ain't gon' settle for nothing less than your very best. When I do what I do, cause you did what you did, it's cause I ain't the kind of father that be raising no dumbass kids. You got to be a leader, it's my responsibility to teach you right from wrong and make decisions of your own. I never said that I was perfect, but I know you're worth it. So I'ma do my damage to make sure you get some chance. So just listen to your daddy, cause he's trying to tell you something. And don't let nobody tell you I don't love you cause they funny. Cause when I'm feeling down every now and then, I take a look into your eyes and a smile again. Smiling.
Once again, man, gone too soon. This one right here is going out to the homeboy DJ Maniac off the request line.
You're busting your fist against the stone wall. You're not using your brain. That's what the white man wants you to do. Look at you. What makes you ashamed of being black?
Number love for you.
You know how hard it is.
No doubt.
Being a woman, a black woman at that, in this white man's world. Sometimes we overlook the fact that we can ride hard in our city. We don't be knowing the pain we can cause.
It's white man's world.
It's white man's world. I ain't saying I'm innocent at all.
I'm just saying it's white man's world.
This song, yeah. For all those times that I messed up, but we messed up.
Dear sister, got me twisted up in prison, I miss you. Crying, looking at my nieces and my nephews' picture. They say don't let this cool world get you. Kinda suspicious, swearing one day you might leave me for somebody that's richer. Cap off the bottom, I take a sip and see tomorrow. Gotta make it if I have to beg a bottle. Beating love letters late night, locked down and quiet. Your brothers don't receive they mail, best believe we ride. Eating Jack Mack, staring at the walls of silence inside this cage where they captured all my ways and bonds. In time I learned a few lessons, never fall for riches. Apologies to my true sisters, far from bitches. Help me raise my black nation, reparations to do. It's true, caught up in this world, I took advantage of you. So tell the babies how I love them, precious boys and girls, born black in this white man's world.
And all the other ones.
To my homie's head, died in his vest. Shot him to death and left him bleeding for his family to see. I passed his casket, gently ask him if they had him for Jesus. My homeboy's doing life, baby mama be stressing. Shedding tears when her son finally asked that question. Where my daddy at? Mama, why we live so poor? Why you crying? Heard you late night to my bedroom door. Now do you love me, mama? Why they keep on calling me nigga? Get my weight up with my hate and pay him back when I'm bigger. It's still tucking in his jail cell. Missing my block. Hearing brothers screaming all night. Wishing they stopped. Proud to be black, but why we act like we don't love ourselves? So look around, you suck, check your sense. Know what it means to be black. Whether a man or girl, we still struggling. And it's white man's world.
It's white man's world.
We must fight for brotherhood.
Everybody's changing, choosing new direction. In the blink of an eye, my time away just made perfection. You think I die? Not going wild, watch
that I can't. Like we holding on the lost love that's no longer there. Can you please help me? God bless you, please keep my seeds healthy. Making all my enemies bleed while my cheese wealthy. Hoping they bury me with ammunition, weed and shells, just in case they trip in heaven. Ain't no cheese in hell. Sister, sorry for the pain that I caused your heart. I know I've changed if you help me, but don't fall apart. Rest in peace to Lil Tasha, Lil Yummy and Kato. Too much for the cold water tank, ended up being fatal. Every woman in America, especially black, stay with me, can't you see that we under attack? I never meant to cause drama to my sister and mama, but when we make it, it's a better time. And it's white man's world.
You're out of touch with reality. A few of you in a few smoke-filled rooms calling that the mainstream, while the masses of the people, white and black, red, yellow, and brown, poor and vulnerable, are suffering in this nation.
The seal and the Constitution reflect the thinking of the founding fathers that this was to be a nation by white people and for white people. Native Americans, blacks, and all other non-white people were to be the burden bearers for the real citizens of this nation.
Just like that, we are back. West Side Wednesdays Radio. That's off the request line. Calling out to my homeboy DJ Maniac, Tupac Shakur, aka Machiavelli, White Man's World, classic record right there. Before we continue and wrap it up, we got a caller out there. Let me go to the phone lines, Queen. We got a caller, and it looks like the homie family. Caller, hello.
What's going on, G Lil Queen Jane? Hey. Just checking in real quick. I know you got to go, man. Before now, I just want to be real quick, man. I just want to say I love you, man. And I love you, Queen Jean. And I know y'all love me. You know, I know that. And so we just got to keep it like that. You know, any one of us can fall and drop at any time, man. You know, it's amazing that we lasted this long coming from where we come from. And both of y'all know what I'm talking about, man. So just hold your head up, man, and keep it pushing, man. I love you, push-ups and hugs. Rest in peace, man. Coolio, you know. And, you know, hey, he's still here. It's still going to be a gangster's paradise. Don't even trip.
Yeah. That part. That's powerful, Ali. Thank you, brother.
I'm just so inspirational.
That was. Thank you. So we'll go ahead and get ready to wrap it up, Queen Jean. I'll let you, you know, go ahead and take us out of here, Queen. You know, we're going to continue to pray for you as well. And everyone out there that needs prayer, needs a helping hand, or just needs just anything, you know, we're here. We are here for your service. Don't ever be nervous, you know what I mean, or think we are not. So thank you, everyone out there. Anyone out there going through anything, you know what I mean, we send our prayers to you. These airways right now, and I'm gonna turn it over to Miss Queen Jean.
Thank you. Thank you for everyone who's called in and spoke to us, engaged with us. Thank you for all the listeners. Everybody stay prayed up, be blessed, and love on your loved ones. And I'm just gonna leave you with this here for the evening, Psalms 23. So much love and respect to everyone. And good night, G. Lewis.
Yeah. That being said, we're going to slide up out of here. on you guys. You guys have a great rest of your week. Thank you for joining us tonight. We'll be back next week, same time, same place. Also, Friday night, we'll be here for Flashback Fridays with Queen Jean and Cousin Marcy. And then OG Sundays, you know how we do. So peace and love, everyone. Thank you for the support. Coolio, rest in peace. Shout out to our special guest, the homie Big Poppy from the Bay. And shout out to Jeff Kwan, our sponsor, 93.2 Tweet, FMism, DD Harrison, One World Magazine, Street Level Clothing, GLUShow.com. Peace and love, everyone.